From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Facing the imminent threat of terror attacks, Belgian authorities place Brussels on lockdown Saturday, closing its subway system, warning citizens against public gatherings. The Belgian Prime Minister warned that, in his words, several individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack in one or more places in and around Brussels. Authorities say the warning was based on precise information, including the possibility that chief Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam could be planning a suicide attack in Brussels. At a news conference at the ASEAN summit in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today, President Obama was asked about going after the Islamic State, which claimed responsibility for the Paris attacks.
The message I have is that those of us who are charged with protecting the American people are going to do everything we can to destroy this particular network. Once this network is destroyed, and it will be, there may be others that pop up in different parts of the world. And so we're going to have to continue to take seriously how we maintain the infrastructure that we built to prevent this.
President Obama said the media can have a big part in the fight against the Islamic State by not glorifying the militants' actions. Also at ASEAN, President Obama condemned what he called the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in Mali that left at least 21 people dead. He vowed a relentless pursuit of the killers. He also said America's allies and partners are determined to protect their citizens and to root out terrorist networks. Get more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Bangladesh has executed two opposition party leaders convicted of war crimes committed during Bangladesh's 1971 War of Independence. Executions took place hours after family members met with the two men in prison, and Bangladesh's home minister announced a presidential clemency had been turned down. A tribunal set up in 2010 by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government has prosecuted more than a dozen opposition leaders for war crimes. Including today's executions, a total of four convicts have so far been hanged. Trials by the tribunal have been criticized by some global human and legal rights groups. They say the proceedings did not meet international standards. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, signed a landmark agreement today. The so-called Kuala Lumpur Declaration creates an ASEAN economic community, allowing for freer movement of trade and capital in an area of 625 million people with a combined economic output of $2.6 trillion. The pact was signed by the leaders of the bloc's 10 member states that include Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to the Middle East today with the Islamic State, the war in Syria, and the Israeli-Palestinian tensions expected high on his agenda. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has details.
Secretary of State Kerry is making a return visit to the United Arab Emirates, which is part of the International Syria Support Group that met in Vienna this month to discuss a political resolution to Syria's crisis. A focal point for the group now is finding ways to unite Syria's diverse opposition groups. Another focal point is likely to be the so-called Islamic State. The UAE is among the countries supporting coalition airstrikes against the militant group in Syria. A third focal point is likely to be ways to lower spiraling tensions between Israelis and Palestinians that have resulted in the deaths of more than 80 Palestinians and at least 15 Israelis in the last 2 months. Some say that could be a tall order for Kerry. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
Former South Korean President Kim Il-sung, who in the 1990s formally ended decades of military rule in his homeland, died today. He was 87. Speaking to reporters in Seoul, the chief of Seoul National University Hospital said Kim was hospitalized Thursday with a high fever and a severe blood infection after suffering bouts of ill health in recent years. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.